The bells of Notre Dame Cathedral, one of the most famous landmarks in Paris. Well, bells have been ringing in celebration lately because Paris has won the right to host the 2024 Olympic Games. A couple of days after the International Olympic Committee confirmed its decision, there was an open-air concert at Paris Town Hall, just a few hundred meters from Notre Dame. Around a dozen artists came to play at the concert. The lineup included veteran singer Florent Pagny. There was also a turn from the Gypsy Kings, A Chico, as well as Marina Kaye, Tiz, Kids United, and Amir. The concert managed to galvanize the crowds gathered in the square next to City Hall on a cold September evening. It was quite a contrast to the lavish show inside the Lima Convention Center, where Paris was officially unveiled as the host city. A glossy video highlighting scenes from Paris was shown to the delegates. In the film, residents each gave a word to describe their view of the French capital. Epithets that emerged included creative, élégant, spectacular. Unsurprisingly, a chef chose the word gastronomie. And joie de vivre was also mentioned, but we could argue whether that's one word or not. Unique was also cited. After that barrage of compliments, Tony Estanguet, the leader of the 2024 bid committee, was quick to underline just how different the Olympics would be in Paris.
Effectively, we've built a project to really reduce the carbon footprint. Everything has been done to make sure that this project will be as much sustainable as possible. So that's why we decided to use all the existing venues when it was not the case to really push for having temporary venues. And only in one case we decided to build a long-term new and permanent venue with the Aquatic Center. So having 22 sports within a 10 kilometers radius is also part of this strategy to reduce the transport. And the conclusion of this is that our assessment in terms of carbon footprint will be that we will divide by two the carbon footprint of any other Olympics in the past. So this is a very important ambition for us, and the Games in Paris 2024 will be sustainable.
Back when the bidding process began 2 years ago, Rome, Hamburg, Budapest, Paris and Los Angeles threw their hat into the Olympic ring. But with worries about the costs, Paris and LA were soon the only candidates. And up until a few months ago, both cities were saying they were only interested in hosting in 2024. But it seems common sense has prevailed. Paris gets 7 years to prepare, and LA has 11 years to organise the event. Thomas Bach, the boss of the IOC, which organises the Olympics, described the scenario as a win-win-win situation, as it's the first time that the IOC has managed to extract the competitive element from the awarding of the Games. The decision means that Paris won't feel like the IOC has something against it. Officials from the city had tried to get the Games in 1992, 2008 and 2012. But with the whole extravaganza getting underway in 7 years, it's all very well and good having a party in Paris a few days after the city's been chosen. How are organisers going to sustain interest over such a long time? Etienne Taubois is chief executive of the 2024 committee.
Well, I think that will be one of the key. I mean, that's also why we were very focused on 24, because the momentum that we brought during that bid, we want to keep it alive. And you know, we had a lot of proof points during that bid. When we said we were about education, we actually went out and discussed and touched reached 2 million kids during that period. We're going to continue doing that. We're also going to go into what we call consultation. We will have public meetings so that the people can tell us what they want for those games. And we'll have a special budget for that. We will also reach out through the sports people, because the athletes are your best ambassadors. And we will try again to make those games useful in a lot of areas: health and sport, education and sport, environment, everything that we want to purpose in everything we do. And then those games will leave a trace, will leave a legacy, and hopefully we'll engage as much as we can.
I've been thinking a bit about what the former US Secretary of Defense, Donald Rumsfeld, said many years ago about known knowns, unknown knowns, and wordplays like that. About the unknown unknowns, how worried can you be about something like that?
I think if you start to worry about the unknown unknowns, then you start to be in trouble. I think you should concentrate on the knowns. and then you should, I think there's an expression which is failing to plan is planning to fail. But I think, we are planning hard and think we have even financially some reserves for unknown things, because they will happen over a 7-year period. But I think the more you plan, actually, the less unknown is coming at you, and the more ready you are to deal with it.
If we can look forward 7 years, first night of the Games, how do you think you'll feel on that evening?
That's a good question. So we'll probably feel very, very proud, I hope. Very proud, I hope, because I think, again, I'm very optimism. It's going to be a great journey. And, I was chief executive of the Rugby World Cup in 2007. That first day, I remember all the time, you worry about everything, and then you realize that these people are happy. These are feel-good projects. And, things will go wrong. A few things will go wrong. Maybe, the least possible ones. But again, when we have an event where you have 50,000 volunteers, and I remember where we look at the smiles on the face of those volunteers, and then the smiles on the face of the volunteers, they are contagious. They are contagious for the crowd. They are contagious for the people, for the media, for the athletes, etc. The more you give, the more you receive. This kind of event is exactly what's happening. So I'm actually looking forward to that.
The Paralympic Games will follow, and Emmanuelle Assman, the chairwoman of the French Paralympic Committee, says she's in no doubt that Tony Estanguet will ensure the needs of para-athletes are high on the agenda.
We work hard with Tony, and Tony believes that. Well, I met him about since 15 years, I think, something like that. And he always believed that the sports is the principal passion, and after somebody have an disability, an impairment, and somebody no. But they spend a lot of time for training, and they want just to share the passion of sports. So we work hard for that, and we think it's the same bit for Paralympic and for Olympic, and to always with the athletes from the Olympic and from the Paralympic, because it's only one event.
How proud are you as a French person to have the Olympics here, first time in 100 years?
Yeah, I'm so proud, and that I think that we are the generation, and for the new generation, we can't just be in the Stade de France and we'll see the opening ceremony at home. It's incredible, and I would like to be there now. But we have a lot of work before, and I hope we manage to just invite the world and have a really, really nice time.
Paris promises the world games for sharing. Paris 2024. La parole est à vous.
You have the floor, Paris.
We've got a while to go until the opening ceremony, and we wait to discover the unknowns. What is known, though, is that I'll be back with Sports Insight next week. My thanks to Alain Bleu for studio production. Until then, from me, Paul Myers, ciao.
you very much.